Peyton, Adam Kirchner here from the Boston Herald. At the beginning of the year, Tom Brady had some up and down performances, and a lot of people were speculating that he was, had lost his fastball a little bit. As somebody who had gone through a pretty big injury a couple years ago, can you give us a little perspective on, you know, what it's like to have people, you know, question your ability to get back to an elite level?
I'm sorry. What's the question exactly?
Can you give a little perspective on what it's like to have people question your ability to get back to an elite level?
Well, I think it all depends on how much credit you give to, you know, quotes, sources, quotes they, quotes people. You know, I've always wanted to meet they. I've always wanted to meet sources. Because they seem to say a lot. So. I'm not speaking for Tom, but my guess is he didn't give, you know, they or those people, you know, a lot of, a lot of credibility. And so, as far as me, I'm my own biggest critic. You know, I'm always, trying to correct my mistakes and, take my coaching and, you get graded every game and kind of get graded every practice and, you're always, looking to improve. So, I think it's probably a question for Tom. I think it's what you really, are trying to ask. But I think, most players, are pretty hard on themselves and they're trying to get better.
Peyton, Tom talked today about your toughness and your durability, really doing a good job praising that. How important is that to you? How much of a point of pride is that for you? And how much do you see of that in Tom?
Well, certainly I think, a quarterback's job, first and foremost, is to be out there. You want your left tackler to be there. You want your tight end to be there. You want your receiver to be there. Well, if you're counting on them to be there, you need to be there. And so, I've always wanted to be there. And, it was the hardest. I've always had great respect for, Favre's consecutive start streak because he was always there. And he was played hurt and had great toughness and durability. And I think Eli's, holds the longest, streak now, which speaks to his. And that was always one that I was always kind of proud of, making all those starts. And so when I got injured, that was difficult because you couldn't be there. And so I've been, I wanted to get back out there. I've been pleased that I've been able to be there, for these past 2.5 years. And, Brady is always there. He's always there. He had his one season where, he was injured in the first, play of the first game of the season, I think, and, I know I've talked to him about that. I know that was difficult for him for a lot of those same reasons. He couldn't be there to help his team, but, since then he's been back and, of course, playing like Tom Brady does, since then. And, I think that's one of his real strengths is always answering the bell.
Peyton, there's a large sample size of teams that have lost in the Super Bowl and then struggle the next season. And why hasn't that been the case with your team?
I can't speak for for the samples, I guess, and for other teams. We have made changes, added players, lost players. We are trying to establish ourselves in 2014 and still doing that. It's still early in the season, we're still figuring out some things that we're doing well, some things that we're not doing well, putting players in different positions. And so, anytime you can win games while still trying to kind of figure out kind of, what your identity is and kind of what plays and players you can hang your hat on, that's a good thing. But this is kind of a, we're approaching kind of the second half of the season, kind of an interesting schedule the way it's set up, had a lot of home games. And, starting out with a 3-game road streak, starting out with, one of the toughest places, if not the toughest, place to play on the road. And it's a great challenge for us.
Peyton, when you look at the additions the Patriots made in their secondary with Revis and Browner, and maybe a little bit more of an attack style defense where they're putting pressure on some of the wideouts, what do you anticipate seeing? I know last year they did a unique thing where they kind of dropped a bunch and said, why don't you go ahead and run for a little while. What do you anticipate, and do you think that it will be difficult to adjust?
Go ahead. I mean, I can't. It's hard for me to answer that, I guess. You have to prepare for lots of different things when you play against the Patriots. They're well coached. They have great talent across the field, which allows them to do lots of different things. Certainly with the excellent cover corners, it allows them to do a lot of things. And like you said, put those guys out there because they have such great cover skills. So it's a matter of trying to be good at what you're doing, and you got to be prepared to handle the different adjustments that they can certainly make you go through during the course of a game.
You play the Patriots almost every year when you and Tom have been healthy. You've played almost every year. You sometimes wish that you'd look at a schedule at the beginning of the year and say, okay, they're not on it. I can take a break, maybe an easier week. Does it get too much sometimes, especially with a hype?
To tell you the truth, of course, we used to be in the same division, way back in the old AFC East. Mm-hmm. And then, obviously a couple times it was rotational, but for the most part, we were playing them because we won the division, and they won the division. So, it's probably, it's kind of what you want. I mean, you want to be, winning the division, which gives you a chance to get in the playoffs, which gives you a chance to win the Super Bowl. And so, and you knew that, you knew they were going to win the division as well. And so it was a consequence of having a good team, the season before and being a contender. And like I said, oftentimes, in Indianapolis, we played them twice, like we did last year, into the playoffs. And, it's just a credit to their team. And, I've been fortunate to be on some good teams as well.
Peyton, is it inevitable in these games that somebody's going to get up by double digits or 17 points or 20 points at some point? It seems as if that's been the trend. Any ideas why?
Yeah, it's hard to speak for that. I don't have a great answer for you on that. Every game, just can take on a different identity, and so you gotta be prepared for all different types of scenarios, is all I could probably say.
Peyton, when you're preparing for a guy like Darrelle Revis, who I think you've seen a handful of times, do you enjoy the possibility of challenging him as much as possible, or is he a guy that you kind of say, hey, you know what, I'll look at the other 10 guys on this play?
Well, certainly, it's a great challenge. Playing against him, he is just a top-notch cover corner that has great ball skills and great, quickness, hip transition, all the great characteristics of a great cover corner. So it's a challenge, certainly with the receivers we have. We're trying to get everybody involved, to get everybody involved. That keeps the player involved, and that obviously, you spread the ball around, hopefully they can, put some pressure on the defense. But if you're throwing against him, well, you better be accurate and you better be running really good routes.
Peyton, Bill Belichick called you the toughest quarterback he's ever had to coach against. What does it mean to you to have that level of respect from him?
Well, I'm appreciative of it. Kind of going back to your first question about Brady, I think certainly you got to have, good protection. You got to have good coaches calling plays, where you're not, just getting hit, nonstop with, bad protection schemes or whatnot. So I've had good coaching. I've had good, tough offensive linemen that have, fought and blocked and do anything they could to try to protect for me. So I've been very appreciative and grateful of that. And then, of course, I think I've had want to. I mean, like I said, I've wanted to be out there, and the hardest thing about that one year not being able to play is I just couldn't be out there. I mean, I tried like crazy. I just couldn't do it. I was just not healthy enough. So, I think it's pretty well documented, my respect for the Patriots, and Bill Belichick as their head coach. It's their consistency, their productivity. It's extremely impressive.
Peyton, you've thrown to a couple guys who could very possibly, if not certainly, end up in the Hall of Fame. Is it possible or maybe unfair or too early to put Demaryius Thomas in the category among the best receivers you've ever thrown to?
Yeah, it's just kind of been my mental approach is I really haven't made comparisons to, you know, play to my kind of the first chapter of my career playing in Indianapolis and, you know, the receivers. I just tried to compare, you know, myself to where I was in 2012 and kind of to the players that I played with since 2012. And so Demaryius has been, you know, outstanding the entire time I've been here, but he has gotten better every single year. I mean, he's better this year than he was last year, and he was awesome last year. So I have really enjoyed playing with him. He's got unbelievable talent. Of course, you know, probably the most, the biggest, you know, receiver I've ever played with, you know, with that kind of size and speed. And but I've really appreciated his work ethic, his attitude, and, you know, he's going to play a long time, you know, after I stop playing. I really have enjoyed, you know, playing with him and working with him, and it's been very rewarding with all the hard work that he and I put in together, and seeing that pay off with a, you know, a touchdown pass or a critical third down conversion. Those are some of the most rewarding parts of football, you know, for me.
Thanks, Peyton.
Thank you, Peyton.
Thank you.
Thank you much.
Okay. Thanks a lot, guys. Thank you.